In a special meeting last night, the Bloomington City Council and the Monroe County Council voted to readopt a 0.25% local option income tax for public safety. Attorney Philippa Guthrie, who represents the City of Bloomington, explained the need to readopt the public safety tax that was previously passed in June.
The City Council and the rest of the Income Tax Council members voted to adopt a local public safety tax in June of this year in compliance with the local option income tax statute that was in place at the time. We are essentially tonight repassing a version of that public safety tax. The reason is that in 2015, the state legislature enacted a new local income tax, or LIT, statute, which was to replace the old statute. The new statute, however, didn't take effect until July 1st, after we passed the tax in June. In August, we were advised by the Department of Local Government Finance, the DLGF, in Indianapolis, that due to technical ambiguities in the statute and transitional issues from the old statute to the new, that our public safety tax would only be effective through December 31st, 2016. And if we wanted a public safety tax to continue into 2017 and beyond, we would need essentially to repass the tax under the new statute. So that's what we are doing tonight.
The tax will bring in more than $7.5 million. For more on the public safety tax, we go now to today's WFHB Community Report.
For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. The most recent statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau indicate the median household income in Monroe County is about $42,000 a year. That kind of household will be paying about $105 in additional taxes next year as a result of the county's new public safety tax. When the tax was first proposed, local officials mostly discussed it as a way to fund the 911 dispatch center, which has run into funding trouble at least partly because their money has long come from phone landline fees. But the scope of the tax has grown much larger in the last few months. Elected officials now say the money will go to lots of things, from fire departments to new sheriff's deputies to a potential expansion of the county jail. Last night, several members of the county council spent some time justifying the new tax. Perhaps the most fervent argument came from council member Jeff McKim.
I've heard a few people share the concern that the income tax council passed the tax before even identifying the need. And I want to address that concern. I'm quite positive it's the same way at the city, but I know we at the county have an enormous unfunded backlog of public safety needs. And by the way, when we're talking about the unfunded public safety needs of the county, I think it's important to note that the majority of the county's public safety expenditures are actually on behalf of the entire county, not just the unincorporated part, including the city. So, as part of our public safety function for the county, we're responsible for funding the correctional center, the courts, probation, the prosecutor's office, and the public defender's office. All of these functions are on behalf of all of the residents of the county, including those who live in the city. And so what about these unfunded public safety needs in the county? They really come in kind of two broad areas, road deputies and what I'll call work release for just a shorthand. As far as road deputies go, the council has been hearing for years under multiple sheriffs how desperately we need additional road deputies. We've seen the data and we know how far we fall below appropriate standards. We have over 800 miles of county roads, state highways, and interstate highways, and we typically have only 3 to 4 or so deputies out on the road at any given shift to patrol those 800-plus miles, even though we really need 6 to 7, depending on the shift. And because of understaffing of state police and the way that their districts are drawn, we're having to do more and more patrolling and responding to incidents on state roads and, of course, on I-69. In our recent budget hearings, we budgeted for 5 new sheriff's deputies to try to address this perpetual shortfall, along with a new animal control officer and necessary support staff. And we'll be considering a request for 5 additional deputies next year as well, a request that I plan to support. But in addition to the sheriff's deputies, we also know that we have a serious and long-term problem with our jail capacity. We're very near the mandated population cap, as many people know. In fact, on September 12th, just a few days ago, the secure population was 244, with a maximum of 248. That means we were only 4 inmates secure beds away from being in violation of the federal mandate and having to start considering moving inmates to other jails, paying for them to be housed at other jails and to be transported to and from those other jails. So besides this large population, we've also got several blocks down in lockdown because of inmates that require special treatment and many mental health issues. This problem is not going to go away soon. Some of it's caused by state legislative changes that push certain felons down to local jails instead of Department of Corrections prisons, but some of it's also simply a consequence of a growing community with all the challenges that that growth brings. We've known for years that we need a true community corrections facility. You may remember that in 2009 there was a proposal to build a new jail which included a community correction center, and for a number of reasons, including changes in state finance statutes, that proposal never went forward. For a while, the sheriff ran a limited work release facility in the jail, a previous sheriff, but even that had to be eliminated because of the jail population. So we're really near the time of reckoning on this issue of jail capacity. And the public safety tax can be a real game changer here. It can allow us to develop a minimum security facility that can emphasize treatment and employment and can help get the people who are in the jail but don't need to be in a maximum security jail out. But that sort of facility can't be created overnight. We have to get it right. The Board of Judges and the County Council and the County Commissioners and the City Police and the Sheriff have begun a series of conversations that will ultimately result in a long-term strategy. And I know my colleague, Councilor Jones, is part of those conversations. And so for that reason, the county only budgeted about half the estimated public safety revenue for 2017. This isn't because we don't have pressing public safety needs. We do, and they're well identified. It's because of something of this importance and magnitude we want to get it right. And so we're intentionally saving over $1 million of that revenue, not budgeted to the top of the revenue, to make sure that the funds are there when the plans are completed for a long-term strategy. Getting this right is one of the most important things any of us up here need to do for our community.
That was Monroe County Councilmember Jeff McKim speaking last night. The County Council joined the Bloomington City Council, the Ellettsville Town Council, and the Steinsville Town Council as they all considered whether to approve a 0.25% public safety tax in Monroe County. At the end of the meeting, the tax passed. Although other governmental bodies were present for the meeting, county council members spent the most time discussing why they supported or opposed the tax. Councilmember Shelley Yoder, who's also currently running for a spot in Congress, was the only member to vote against the new tax.
I want to be clear that I absolutely support our police, firefighters, sheriffs, deputies, dispatchers, anyone who puts their lives on the line to provide public safety. But here's my concern. I will vote no on this tonight solely to underscore once again my earlier no vote when this issue first came before us. The legislation crafted by the Indiana legislature was so poorly crafted. It doesn't guarantee that police, sheriff's deputies, firefighters, and others will have the strongest voice in seeking support for their fine work from these funds. I earlier voted to support projects brought forth by firefighters and other providers of public safety when those proposals came before the County Council and other members of this Income Tax Council. I have been pleased to work alongside my colleagues and other elected officials to provide support for public safety here in Monroe County. But all that hard work came from the goodwill of the local elected officials. I'm still not happy with the basic framework set up by our state legislators, and I want my vote to underscore that our public safety providers need better guarantees in writing, in the form of state legislation, to assure that their valuable services to our communities will get the support they need from these revenues. I want my no vote to lead to changes that strengthen the voice of men and women who are in the forefront of keeping us all safe. And I will be voting no this evening.
Yoder, who is a Democrat, was the only member to vote against the tax. The council's lone Republican, Marty Hawk, was in favor of the new spending. She explained why.
If we're going to do a new tax, it must be for the things that the citizens of this county is most concerned about. And over again, we hear they are concerned about public safety. And it is more than just central dispatch. I've heard that coming at me all weekend. Well, what are we doing? I thought this was all central dispatch. And I know to begin with that was the conversation. But what good does it do to get a hold of someone at central dispatch if they try to get a hold of a fire department and they have no fire trucks to send, or if they need a sheriff's deputy to show up because someone's about to break in their house and we don't have a sheriff's deputy to send there? I think this was the right thing to do, and I just regret that when it was first passed, it was all happening so quick that the public didn't have an opportunity, because we didn't have an opportunity, to put together budgets in advance of that first vote.
That was Monroe County Councilmember Marty Hawk speaking last night at a meeting where local government officials decided to renew a public safety tax. Workers in Monroe County will begin paying the tax this Saturday, October 1st.